online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
But God is good and His mercy is everlasting. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we recognize you as a holy God. We recognize you as a faithful God. We recognize you as a healer. We recognize you as a peace in the midst of our storms. Father God, I ask that you will move by your spirit and move by the anointing, oh God. I pray that you will have thine own way on today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give you free course, God. Lord God, I cannot do anything without you, but with you, I can do all things. And God, I just want to thank you on today. I just want to glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to the book of Deuteronomy, the 9th chapter and the 3rd verse. That's Deuteronomy 9:3. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And it reads as follows. But recognize today that the Lord your God is the one who will cross over ahead of you like a devouring fire to destroy them. He will subdue them so that you will quickly conquer them and drive them out, just as the Lord has promised. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word. Today's topic is when God crosses over. So we look at Deuteronomy 4, 23 and 25, and Deuteronomy 9:3. In both of these passages, in which God is called a consuming fire, Moses is speaking first to warn the Israelites against idolatry, because God is a jealous God and He would not share His glory with anyone. Idolatry provokes Him to a righteous anger, which is justified when His holiness is disrespected. And in this passage, Deuteronomy 9:3, Moses again refers to God as a consuming fire who will go ahead of them into the promised land, destroying and subduing all of their enemies before them. Here again, we see God's wrath against those who oppose Him as a fire that will utterly consume and destroy anything in His path. People of God, God's holiness is the reason for His being a consuming fire, and it burns up anything unholy. The holiness of God is that part of His nature that separates Him from sin. Isaiah writes, "Who of us can dwell with the consuming fire? Who of us can dwell with the everlasting burning?" Isaiah answers this by saying that only the righteous can withstand the consuming fire of God's wrath against sin, because sin is the offense to God's holiness. But then Isaiah also assures us that no amount of our own righteousness is sufficient, and that is found in Isaiah 64:6. Fortunately, God has provided the righteousness we need by sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for the sins of us all who would ever believe in him and who would give their lives to him. Christ. Come, the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5:21. All the wrath of God was poured out on Jesus so that those who belong to him would not have to suffer the same fate as the Assyrians. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Hebrews 10:31. But we need not to fear the consuming fire of God's wrath if we are covered by the blood of Jesus. In Deuteronomy 9, the Israelites were facing enemy nations that were much stronger and more powerful than them. You can imagine how intimidated they must have felt, but also armed with the promises of God. They had the boldness to go into the promised land. People of God, you may be facing a situation that seems impossible. The sickness, the financial difficulties, the setback in your career. God is saying to you what he said to them. You're not fighting the battle on your own. The battle belongs to him. Allow him to go before you as a consuming fire to destroy your enemies, to destroy anything that is coming up against you. Allow him to fight for you. He's saying, I'm going to take care of those people, those enemies, so you can quickly conquer them. He's going before you. He's gone before you to make every crooked place straight. He's given you a boldness like never before. He has already given you the authority. You are the righteousness of God. Know who you are and whose you are. The Most High God is going before you on today. Anything you are facing, you are not facing by yourself. See, that's what we have to learn at. We are not facing these challenges alone. God knew before the foundation of the world what we were going to face and how we was going to react in the situation. But the most important thing is how we come out of it. Come on, here, somebody. Jesus Christ. See, God is working behind the scenes right now. You may not see it and you may not feel it, but you know God is working behind the scenes right now. God is changing things in your favor. He's crossing over ahead of you, taking care of the sickness, reversing every curse, taking care of the trouble. He's going ahead of you, saving that child, making everything straight as you walk, as your steps are ordered by God. He is walking before you. He is not walking behind you. He is walking before you. God has these moments where he's going to quickly change things. He's going to quickly promote you. He's going to quickly vindicate you. He's going to quickly heal you. He's going to quickly deliver you. You are going to overcome the challenge quicker than you think. I don't want you to think that that challenge is going to overtake you. Some of you have been in a trial for so long until you have became familiar with it. You have came comfortable with it because you would not step back and let God go ahead of you and let God burn out everything. We must learn to step back and let God take complete control. Because the quicker you move out the way, the faster God can move for you. There is nothing too hard for God. Everything that you got before him, leave it there. Because God is going before you. Impurity, every unholy thing, everything that is separating you from him. He's burning it up right now. He is burning it up right now. Because you are the righteousness of God. He is exchanging. He is exchanging it right now. He is taking it away. Some of you have been suffering with a sickness. Give has came. He just needs you to receive it. It has came. What you need has came. He just wants you to receive it. Because some of you believe it, but you haven't received it. Because you're looking through the natural eye, and God is trying to get you to look through the spiritual, the spiritual realm of this thing. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. So, position yourself and let God go before you to face every enemy against you. The same fate as the Assyrians, God would not let you suffer. He would not let you suffer because he's going before you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the great promise that you are crossing over before us to subdue obstacles that seem impossible. Father God, we thank you that we can have the boldness, that we have the boldness to move forward and to conquer. Father God, we believe that many times, all our situations are in your hands. And Father God, we know that you're about to quickly change things in our favor. Father God, we give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Until next time, be blessed. And remember, I love you and God does too.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are